Good evening. It's time for Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We are reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle. And this is Chapter 15, A Friar's Life and a Beggar's Life. Cold winter had passed and spring had come. Robin sat on a deer's hide in front of the greenwood tree with his hands clasped about his knees. He lazily watched as Little John rolled a bowstring from strands of hempen thread, wetting his palms and rolling the cord on his thigh. Nearby sat Allan a Dale, fitting a new string to his harp. As Little John rubbed the new bowstring with yellow beeswax, he and Robin talked of the merry days they had spent at the Blue Boar Inn that past winter, and of the many people they had met. They began wondering which of these people led the best life. Little John said that if he were not a yeoman, he would be a traveling friar. Friar Tuck sang a song in his rich, mellow voice, telling of the life of the traveling friar. He made it seem a good life, indeed. Robin said it was a good song, but he thought that beggars told merrier tales and led a merrier life. "What do you say to an adventure this fair day, Little John?" suggested Robin. "Take a friar's gown from our chest of strange clothes, and I will stop the first beggar I meet and change clothes with him. Then we will wander the country and see what happens to each of us." Little John agreed, and he went to the band's storehouse and chose a friar's robe for himself. When he came back, the rest of the men laughed at him, for the robe was much too short. There was no beggar's costume in the chest, so Robin took money to buy some beggar's clothes for himself. Little John and Robin walked down the forest path until they came to the highway. They separated at the first fork, with Robin taking the road to Gainsborough, and Little John the road to Blythe. "Farewell, Holy Father," called Robin, "and may you have no need to pray for your life before we meet again." Little John answered, "Good day, beggar, and may you have no need to beg for mercy before I see you again." That night in Sherwood, the red fires glowed brightly, making shadows in the trees and bushes. The brave fellows of the band lay around to hear Robin and Little John tell of their day's adventures. First, Little John told of his meeting with three lasses, of their merry walk to market, and of the kiss he gave each lass when he left them. Then Robin told how he met a beggar under a lime tree and how he bought the man's clothes. Next, Little John told of the tinker, the beggar, and the peddler, who paid for all the ale he could drink at a small inn alongside the road. And Robin told of his adventure with four beggars, one who pretended to be deaf but had heard his steps, one who pretended to be blind but had seen him first, one who pretended he could not speak but had shouted a welcome, and one who pretended to be lame but had stood up and moved to let Robin sit down. Then he described the fight that began when the beggars found that he didn't know the secret words all beggars knew. It was a fight Robin had won, but he had the beggar's money, and he had the beggar's money to prove it. Then Little John told of the two gray friars who said they had no money to give him for food. Then he opened his hands and showed the band the money the friars had in their pouches when he looked there. Robin matched this story with one about the rich corn merchant who cheated the poor. Robin had told the merchant that he was dressed as a beggar to fool the thief Robin Hood. The wicked merchant then told him that he hid all his money in his shoes for that very same reason. Robin ended his story by holding up the two shoes he had taken from the rich merchant. Everyone listened closely to the stories, and the woods rang with laughter. Some thought the friar's life was best, and some thought the beggar's life was best. End of chapter 15. Good night.
Yeah.